At the top of the list of things to see while in Rome is the four major basilicas. And one of these is the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, which is where St. Paul himself is buried. If you're at the front of that basilica, you'll see a facade filled with mosaics. And it's a triptych, so it's one image stacked on top of the other. At the very top is Christ seated on a throne, and he has a book opened, and it has the words in it with today's gospel. My sheep will hear my voice. Directly underneath that, in the middle of the mosaic, is the Lamb of God with 12 sheep coming toward him. And obviously, this depicts the 12 apostles. And so the symbolism here is that before Jesus sends out his 12 apostles to administer to his flock, they are first and foremost sheep. They are followers of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And this Good Shepherd is a classic image for Christ. And every year on the fourth Sunday within the Easter season, we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. And this weekend marks the midway point of the Easter season. And we take a pause from our readings about the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, and then we focus on John chapter 10. This John chapter 10 is the discourse of the Good Shepherd. Following this week, we'll start to look toward the end of the Easter season, which is Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. One of the great gifts that I had while in seminary is every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., our entire house would get together and we would pray with the gospel for the upcoming Sunday. We would spend 30 minutes in silent prayer, and this was known as divine reading or Lectio Divina. Following those 30 minutes of silent prayer, we would have an opportunity to share our own encounter with God's Word. We just simply talk about what we are praying with. And on one of these weekdays, a seminarian stood up and shared what he was praying about, and it was on this gospel here on the Good Shepherd. He said that he recently was over in Peru, and he saw a flock of sheep, and being in formation to be a priest and familiar with the Good Shepherd imagery, he wandered over to that flock of sheep and picked up a little lamb and placed it on his shoulders. And he started to walk. And fortunately for him, there was no good shepherd to be found. Otherwise, he may have received a beating with a shepherd's staff. Anyway, as he was walking with this sheep, he pointed out two things in his prayer that really stayed with him, and it also stayed with me. And the first thing he said is that a sheep finds consolation in the shepherd's care. Unlike a hired worker who works for pay and has no concern for his own, Jesus wants to lay his life down for us. And he lays down his life on the cross. Following him, his apostles learn to lay down their lives as witnesses. And as a priest who is called to be a pastor, which simply means shepherd, a priest is to lay down his life for the people. A comment made about Pope St. John Paul II is that he lived like the Good Shepherd and he died like the Good Shepherd. And so in this period of prayer for the seminarian, he said, I've experienced God's care for me in so many ways, especially when I felt alone or astray. And so this is the first point. That God only desires our best. Jesus always leads us into what is good. And when we hold on to that truth, we want to listen to his voice and follow him. And so at the very same time then, if I lack faith or trust that God desires my best, I will want to hide from him. I will no longer want to listen to his voice and follow him. And so may this truth always remain with us. Jesus only leads us into what is good. Something else that we can learn from today is that the Good Shepherd himself finds consolation in his flock. Jesus loves and finds great joy in seeking out and finding that lost sheep. Jesus finds great joy in protecting and providing for us. And so this seminarian during his prayer said, "How often in my own life do I fall into self-reliance, where I want to do everything by myself, to try to get everything done, and I fail to turn to Jesus and trust in him." And so this seminarian said, I just want greater freedom to be able to trust that this good shepherd will provide, to be able to actually be carried on his shoulders, to be in his care. So I think a simple invitation on this Good Shepherd Sunday for us is to pray for that grace to always be rooted into that truth, that God only desires our good. And if there's a place over these last few weeks where we felt where we've been trying to do it all by ourselves, falling into this self-reliance, let's turn that over to Jesus at this Mass and throughout the week.